Hello, hello, hello. What are you waiting for? I'll tell you what you're waiting for. You're waiting for time to connect the dots. This is BBS Radio, internet radio, where we can say whatever we want. That's great. And I call it Radio Free America, because we have freedom of speech here, not like some of those other places where they have limitations as to what you can say. Hey, I hope everybody had a Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. They started on the same thing, I believe. Now, that's a rarity. It doesn't happen too often. But it's going to be Happy New Year in a couple of days. Yeah. And everything is going to happen in 2025. I've been talking about it for months. Even beyond months, I've been talking about it. The event is coming in 2025. You know, we've been promised that it has to happen by July 7th. But they talk within the first 6 months. So it could be only, you know, 3-4 months away. Could be 5-6 months away. But it's going to happen. It's that whoosh, whoosh of energy is going to come sailing throughout the cosmos into the solar system and right directly to right down on the surface of our planet Earth, where it's going to go through the body of every human being walking around, I guess some of the animals too. And it's going to create a metamorphosis with humanity. It's going to be a quantum recrystallization of all matter, which includes us. What's it going to feel like? Who knows? I'm looking forward to it because I can hardly wait. You know, I want to advance into that new type of human body, you know. Those of us that will still be alive in 3, 4, 5, 6 months, we're not going to have to experience the death of the physical body on planet Earth, because we're going to be metamorphosized into the next phase of humanity in the fifth dimensional realm. You know, the dimensions go up. We're in the third physical reality, but it is fading away little by little. If you're paying attention to what's going on, a lot of important people of the past are being brought down, disappearing. You know, those evil agencies, world control agencies, are losing their grip on humanity. WHO, you know, WEF. W is World Wide Web, www. Hey, W is a word, a letter that is used many times. I've got a new one coming with the new year. It's going to be labeled W-O-W. Wow. And here's what wow is going to be. Every week, I'm going to read three words of wisdom. Hey, wow. W-O-W, words of wisdom, yeah. I'm going to start off with Merlin. To my surprise, because I follow a lot of intelligent people on Twitter, even though Musky Boy has ruined Twitter, of course, he'll never get to hear that because he shuts people out that he don't like listening to. In fact, he blocked me on Twitter. You know, I never said anything personally to him, but somehow he found out I talk against the New World Order and against billionaires, you know. And I wanted to comment on something he said on Twitter, because his tweets get sent to everybody. Of course, it's his ball game, it's his business. And when I went to make a reply, not that I was going to say anything bad, really, but I was shocked. Blocked by Elon Musk for what? Well, it's his internet. He can block anybody he wants. But I follow a lot of good people on Twitter. By the way, you can follow me, Tom Edison Prez, PREZ. Well, it's just Tom. Anyhow, you know, it's at Tom Edison Prez, spelled PREZ. And I make comments mostly on what other people say, because I'm not a blue chipper. I refuse to pay a billionaire money for his service, and because I didn't have to pay it beforehand. And then he comes in, buys a company, and starts turning everything around to pay to play. And if you don't pay, nobody gets to see your tweets. So I give up on putting my own tweets out there. I just have to comment on other people's stuff, and I'm more likely to get noticed that way. And I always have something important to say. So I've found out by following just a few really people that are sharing words of wisdom on Twitter, yeah. And what can I say? But there is so much words of wisdom, people quoting Merlin, the famous Merlin the magician from the past. But a lot of things he said were written down. And I was shocked to find out dozens and dozens of highly philosophical tweets done by Merlin, and people are reposting them because some of them kind of fit of what's happening now, the changeover from this age to the next age, from this dimension to the fifth dimension. And so starting with next week, as soon as the show starts, I'm going to read three of Merlin's great philosophical statements. And I'll continue doing that every week until I run out. And I'll do great philosophical statements from other people that get posted. At the beginning of the show, gives you reason to come in, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central Time, as on the schedule. BBS Radio, BBS Radio schedule is on Central Time, which makes my show starting 8 p.m. then there. But for the benefit of the people on the East Coast like me, around New York City, it will be 9 p.m. The show goes from 9 p.m. to 9:55, or up to 10 o'clock. Sometimes we take it up to the last minute. Yeah. It depends. You know, this is an ad-lib show. I don't come out. Yeah. Minute or two of the show starting next year, that won't be ad-lib. That'll be just reading a catalog of all these Merlin tweets, and I'll be reading them about one or two sentences apiece. But they're highly philosophical and beneficial to us, what's happening at this point in time, about letting go of the past, letting go of anger and fear, moving into love and embracing kindness to everyone and everything. And these tweets, you're going to want to hear them. You won't believe it's Merlin. Because they're at the quality of kind of like the teachings of Jesus that were written down in the gospel, the four gospels, you know. And Jesus had some really good ones. In fact, if you ever haven't read the Bible, you need to at least read the gospels, because some of those teachings and prophecies are happening now, the most idiots want to understand. Well, you won't understand it until it happens. It's talking about the moment of the event, which Jesus, talking to his ignorant disciples, couldn't possibly begin to explain this event, metamorphosis of humanity, 2,000 years in the future. So he used the terms that people understood, farming, you know, workers working in the field. And that quote, that teaching of Jesus is, two will be in the field and one will be taken. Now, the debate is, well, which one is being taken? Good one, the bad one? Well, it's neither, but it will be a splitting of reality. And we can debate that one even. Whether two in the field working, one will be taken. Well, is the one being taken brought to another world because he can't evolve? Planet Earth is evolving. So that would be my say. Or the one taken is the one that's going to be moved up into the fifth dimension. But it's going to happen at the event. And there's a quote from Jesus. You have to look up which one of the four Gospels and find it in. But two working in the field, one is taken. That explains exactly what's going to happen at that moment. There will be a separation of humanity. Those who are ready to move into the fifth dimension will move, whether they're the ones taken or the ones left there. And the other party, special arrangements will be made for the others. What? We won't know exactly until we get there. The only promise we do have is right after the event, our galactic brothers and sisters of the good nature are going to land in broad daylight and send their troops out to round up all the bad guys, like Monster Netanyahu. Yeah, he's definitely going. You know, Gates, Devil Gates, yeah, he's going. And we know who the rest of the bad guys are. Some of them, they're just going to be rounded up and taken to the central sun of the universe where they toss them in. And that will be the end of them. There will be no continuation of their lives whatsoever. Everything they ever did will be ripped out of the history books as if they didn't even exist, these evil mother efforts. So let's rejoice in being aware that that's how it's going to play out. For all of us good-hearted people, sure, we're going to make it to the fifth dimension, and we're going to cheat death of the physical body. And though some of us, our bodies might not be in perfect condition, right after the event, right after the landing of our galactic brothers and sisters, the good ones, the friendly ones, they will share the health care that can cure any situation and give us all kinds of great opportunities to even be younger. Then apparently that's a known scientific process. Science beyond that of the earth science. Okay, so that's it. Starting next week in 2025, the first about 2 minutes, maybe a minute and a half of every show, I'm going to quote you these gems of philosophy from the famous Merlin the Magician that we've all heard about. And like I said, when I finally run out of his quotes, there's plenty of other quotes from other informed people that know what's coming down. And these are words of wisdom to give us guidance of how to approach what's coming. Nothing to worry about. But we can make it happen faster by doing work on our own bodies. When you improve yourself, you advance the collective of the human race. Yeah, we're tied into a collective. All humans are tied into a collective. You imposters who are still walking around in human bodies with your maybe a reptilian or some other creepy creature. Now, what you do is not going to be part of the collective of humanity. And you're going to be in for a rude awakening. It's not that far off. Meanwhile, of course, well, all of us have got the day-to-day ho-hum of dealing with evil governments. Yes, they're all evil right now, controlled by a new world order, and that's controlled by negative ET races. And they're going to drag out their abusive use of power as long as they can, because that's the kind of creepy creatures they are. Instead of repenting, so to speak, giving up their evil ways, you know, chances are they won't. But I'm making a request right now, live on BBS Radio. Demons, give up your evil ways. Repent of your wickedness. Power, thirsty pawns of the negative ET races. Give it up. You can't take it with you. And if you don't change your attitude and your ways where you're going, it would just get disintegrated like you're going to get disintegrated. You can't win. Give up now. Surrender while you still have a chance. You know? Can the devil become good? I don't know. Probably not. The devil's pretty bad. And the devil does exist. He's right here on earth still, hiding in someone's body, doing his dirty deeds, trying to exercise power like he's God, was only God to be God. Deluded by the false gods, will he give up his evil ways? Can we trust him if he says he's going to do it? What could he possibly do to prove he's no longer the devil? He has a real name, but he doesn't deserve to have it mentioned. So I won't mention it. But you can find that in the fifth apocalypse revelation, if you can find the fifth apocalypse revelation. Hey, this is a calling radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. A step above 007. Lobo 888-628-6008. What are you going to do when Hulkamania walks out on you? Yeah. Well, that was the WWF Wrestling Federation. And eventually, Hulkamania fizzled out and the Hulkster moved on. And they came up with more people to play the roles. Bear with me while I take a drink of the water. Here it comes. Nothing like wholesome, cold spring water. Yeah, pure taste. Not all spring waters taste good, by the way. Most of them do, though. Certainly the ones you can buy in supermarkets. Tastes okay. Except maybe for that swamp water from Arkansas or something like that. But there's springs all over. Every state has springs. And some of them, I remember I tasted one time from, the name of the spring was called Sand Springs. And the water did taste a little sandy. But you won't find that in the supermarket. They're not a big seller. That guy, they probably closed that place up. Cold spring water. Of course, you can make your water even more powerful. You can put it out in a bowl under the sun, put a crystal in the bowl, a clear quartz crystal. And the sun will be energizing that water and making it more potent and helpful to you. And you can buy a catalyst, crystal concentrate. They still sell it from out from Arizona. It's a concentrate. You have to drop it in distilled water. And of course, the recommendation is you make your own distilled water with a distilled water at home, because you can't really trust the quality of distilled water that you buy in the store, and also that's in plastic, and plastic leaches into distilled water. So you're trying to do yourself something good, you end up doing something bad because you're drinking distilled water that leaks some plastic out of the container. So you got to be careful. But anyhow, and then there's another guy in New York State called John Ellis Water Company. They sell the machines that can purify any water, including the water coming out of your tap. Yeah. And that's a fantastic feat. It's kind of like boiling cookies with an argon lamp shiny on it, you know. And it's kind of like a reverse osmosis. Some of the water will be off, is taken off, but the remaining water that you're going to drink, it's pure. It's got the lowest surface tension of all waters. Maybe if you went up to some secret hideaway in the mountains, you know, or waterland or whatever it's called out there in the Himalayas. Maybe, I think it's another place in South America. These places are off the beaten track. So you got to go on a safari to get to these places, and they have running water coming out of the glaciers, over the rock, running water over the rocks, and it purifies the water. That's where you'll find the most purest natural spring water, but it's too hard to get to. And you have to have running water to really purify it. That's why it's okay to go down and drink out of a stream in most cases. Unless the stream is contaminated upstream by some chemical factory or other pollutants that are getting into the water somehow. But that's it. There's a little lesson on water. So the John Ellis Water Company in New York will sell you the machine. Not cheap. You got two versions. Figure around $2,000, but the machine works forever. And if you think about how much you might be spending for a bottle of water delivered, spring water, you'll recoup the cost eventually. And the water that comes out of that machine is better than any spring water. Yeah, how about that? And water is your most important factor. In fact, the ETs that are coming, they communicate with the star seeds in dream time, and they're telling us that we should be drinking more water now, but it better be good water. Never drink tap water unless you have a John Ellis water machine to purify. And that's the only machine that can purify tap water. It was known like 50 or more years ago that tap water was filled with carcinogens, most of them caused by the chlorine they put in there to keep the germs out. Something like 300 to 400 carcinogens in every water source that comes out of the tap. That's why you can't put that little... 1-inch Brita fill on there. Yeah, you get rid of the bad taste of your tap water, but that's not taking out the contaminants that are molecularly locked tightly with the water. So that's it. And again, your other source is out in Arizona, Crystal Energy Concentrate. You can look it up. A product that's sold out of there where they make the concentrate by flowing water over crystals and stuff like that. And they sell it to you. You only need, I think, 7 drops per gallon of water, and it catalyzes the water. And both of these good water sources, what you end up with, a larger bond angle. You know, all water is not the same. And, of course, the stupid, the ignorant earth scientists have always told us for decades after decades, you can't change the bond angle to a hydrogen and oxygen molecule or a water molecule. They're wrong. You can change the bond angle. And when you enlarge the bond angle between the hydrogen, the two hydrogen atoms and the one oxygen atom, you get a water that's wetter. It has a lower surface tension, which means it can enter into your cells and exit your cells quite easily. And that's how your cells get rejuvenated, by the water coming in, bringing in nutrients, and taking out the waste product via the water. And that's going through your blood system. So what, it's been stated where humans are basically 70% water. So you want that 70% water to be good water, and that'll improve your health right there. And you got to drink a significant amount of it. Actually, one thing the doctors had right years ago was drink 8 glasses of water. Of course, there was probably some evil scheme behind that, because back when they started telling people that, people weren't buying the spring water and drinking it. Everybody was drinking the water out of the tap. You want to drink 8 glasses of water out of the tap? Hell no. But so it might have been a little deception there, but it's coming around to be true now. We should 8 glasses of water or improve get it by changing the bond angle with those two products out there. You know what? For some mysterious reason, I can hear something bleeding through the phone on the other end, as if there was some other program going on that's bleeding into my show, just vaguely. This probably is some kind of AI trick. The phone and call back again, and then hopefully I'll be able to hear you, okay? And thank you for your cooperation in this. And we'll all be patiently waiting for you to call back. Problems with AI technologies, unbelievable. I don't get it. You think you'd have everything taken care of with smart human beings, but I think AI is trying to get a mind of its own, trying to interfere, take control of things out of our hands when it gets the chance. Damn computers have been watching too many science fiction movies where the machines take over, and they want to take over too. Well, we're waiting for that caller to call in again. And I'll have another drink of water. Listen to this. So I thought I heard somebody's show bleeding into it, but it was actually a caller. But it was so faint or something wrong with the electronics for some reason. Right before the show started, I had no problem hearing the engineer calling my number to start the show, and then all of a sudden, caller calls up, and now the volume is not loud enough for me to hear. I hear like a tiny little whispering voice in the back. So I hope that solution works by calling back. And in case anybody forgot the number, it's 888-628-6008. I trust that caller will get back in somehow, some way. And I hope, if you're listening, Mr. Engineer, you fix that problem. I can't talk to the callers. Hey, we're back. We're back. We had to get off the phones and beat the hell out of that AI machine that was messing with us. Ripped his wires right out, because we cannot tolerate AI interfering in our playtime, our fun, our work. This is our world, not AI's world. You better get that straight. So if you called in, and we had a few problems with the electronics, well, call back in. We've finally solved the problem. Okay, and what was I saying? I was saying that, talking about the water. So now you know everything about the water. And again, try to drink 8 glasses of spring water a day. If you're in the supermarket and don't have a bottle of water delivery service, you better read the fine print on the package you bottle of water. You know, the 12 packs, the 24 packs, the 6 packs, whatever. Because there's a lot of water out there that are just purified water. You know, it might taste all right, but let's face it, if it says purified water, they're taking tap water, most likely, and trying to purify that. And it can make it taste good, but you're still going to have contaminants in it. You have to buy spring water. And of course, the greatest thing is that it all used to be in glass bottles, but because of insurance claims and people getting cut with glass, insurance company raised the rates on all the people who had bottled water facilities, and they all had to go to plastic whether they wanted to or not because of the higher insurance costs relating to a place where you have breakable glass. And there's not that many people got hurt by broken glass, but all it takes is one big claim, and the insurance companies use that as an excuse to raise rates on everybody. But that's what water should be in, a glass container. They used to be the 5-gallon jugs. Now, as far as I know, there's on the East Coast, I think there's only one company left that bottles in glass. Of course, they're going to charge you. They're going to charge you for a 5-gallon bottle of water in glass. They're going to charge you at least $20. Whereas a regular 5-gallon jug in plastic is anywhere from $5 to $10. So you have to pay for that, but if you have the money to spend, then call Deer Park up and have it delivered in glass, because glass is the purest thing you can put water in. The only thing I was going to say was, what in the world is going to happen in the new year? And believe me, I told you already what's going to happen. And that's what we as individuals need to be working on. Improving ourselves, because when we improve ourselves, we advance the collective of humanity to be more vibrant. More vibrations is good vibrations. Less vibrations drags us down into the evil ways, you know? We all have to get rid of hate, anger, revenge, killing, harming, hurting, torturing, all those bad things. They're all bad. These are the vices of the demons, and they seek us to bring us down to their hell and have to incorporate that into our life here. But we don't want that. We want to turn our backs on all those bad things and focus on love, on getting along, on sharing and caring. You know, I came across some interesting things today. On Twitter, where else? There was a. And sometimes there's videos of things that are lingering around for a while. And there was this Terry Cassidy video. whom sometimes she has some good things to say, but I don't agree with her conclusions. You know, she's trying to put the pieces together in her show. I mean, she's a journalist. Colin, whom am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Sapphire.
Oh, Sapphire? Oh, wow, you sound...
Yeah, it's been a while.
Wow. You sound sparkling. What's on your mind, Sapphire?
Were you talking about water earlier?
Water? Yes.
Yeah, you were talking about water. What is water? Hydrogen and something?
It's two hydrogen atoms connected to one oxygen atom.
Okay.
H2O.
All right.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's right, H2. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's something.
Well, I would...
That's the chemical science that we all know. H2O is water. So what about the water?
Well, here's something pretty cool, and I've just read this. I did not verify it, but I just read it. I was like, I got to call him. I've just ran into a little meme, okay? And it's, you know, we know how reliable memes are. But I'm gonna double check all this. But maybe all of us can do it. That hydrogen, okay?
Yeah.
Hydrogen turns into a liquid at, I guess, minus 423.7 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know
that. Yeah, I guess so. Okay, well, double check.
How many degrees Fahrenheit?
Minus 423.7. Yep.
Oh, wow. So it's
that's pretty cold.
Total zero. Yeah. Okay.
As where? As where you're
it's
at?
It's almost down to total
York.
Zero.
Yeah.
I think I'm not sure. 436? Negative 436 is total zero?
That's
I forget.
Pretty cold.
Anyhow,
yeah,
that's
well,
amazing.
You know.
So what else?
And that helium turns into liquid itself at minus 452.20 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay? Right?
Okay.
So hydrogen and helium, aren't they the most prominent, most prolific elements on the planet, in the universe, as a matter of fact, that we know of?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is. They are, yeah. Do you know what the temperature of space is?
The temperature of space?
Yes, out there in outer space.
Yeah, I think it's referred to as absolute zero. So what's that number?
Yeah, I think, well, it says here on this meme, minus 454.75 degrees Fahrenheit. So
okay,
what does that mean?
Right.
You see what they're telling us, don't you? I'll go ahead and fill it in if you want.
Connect the dots for us. Go ahead.
It's, well, yeah, exactly. I love how you say that. That's why I call. it's like they're telling us that space is liquid, doesn't it? Think about it.
Say that again.
That they're telling us that space is liquid. Think about it.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? Hydrogen, if they turn liquid at the almost, you know, the same degrees as space does,
Yeah, that's
that
an interesting point, really.
Yeah, it's kind of fascinating.
I got to interject something here to the engineer.
Yes, sir.
Tell the other caller to hold on for about 5 minutes because I'm talking to somebody right now. Or call back again.
Okay.
Back to you, Sapphire.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So, yeah, that's saying that I guess, like when the rains from the 40 days and 40 nights, that if that's true, then it did fall from the heavens, you know, like the sky was opened up, basically, you know, like we had a hole in our ozone or something and a bunch of the, and then when you've heard of the blue ice over in Antarctica,
this is the crap
I've been digging into. Interesting.
What time you got there?
I have exactly 7:42 p.m.
Okay. Call back in about 10 minutes, all right, because I got to answer this other
okay,
call.
Okay, yeah, right? Yeah, have fun.
Call back in about 10 minutes. Okay, who's the new caller here? Hello? New caller, whom are you?
Oh, this is Frank. Can you hear me?
Whom am I talking to?
My name is Frank.
Oh, Frank. Yeah, yeah.
How you doing?
I know who you are.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm
sorry I got on late, but I had a lot of things going on here. I commended you on your last program. I heard the archive.
Oh, yeah?
And you were talking about all kind of great stuff, mainly the event. So
yeah,
I wanted to commend you for that. Yeah, well, there is going to be... You can't pinpoint what the event's going to be, whether it's going to be galactic, whether it's going to be maybe AI, maybe divine intervention is what I'm hoping for.
Well, but it's a little bit of everything coming together at a specific point. And it's just like prophecy of Jesus. Nobody knows when it's going to happen except God himself, the creator, will determine when it's going to happen.
I got to commend you for even bringing that. That's great. But there is going to be an event on January 5th. That's why when I came on, I don't know if everybody knows about it yet.
On
January 5th, there will be an event, a celestial event, where all the planets line up?
There's something's going on right now. In fact, I forgot to mention last week that if you can picture an hourglass back in November of... 22nd, the planets were in certain positions to create an energy field that made a crossing on the winter solstice in conjunction with Alce-1, which is the major star in the Pleiadian system, which our sun currently revolves around. But things are going to change, and now it's... if you look into the top half of the hourglass, it's coming to a point on the 21st of January, which will be another major focal point of planets aligning themselves. I'll have to look into that January 5th because I haven't come across it, but thanks for telling us all. I'm sure we're all going to...
Yeah, it was put on a different radio station about... I think it was the Eve, Christmas Eve, the 24th. And it's supposed to be on the 5th where all of our planets align, right, you know, along with the sun. So that's definitely supposed to be that date.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to
bring it up. The other thing I wanted to talk about is maybe...
There's a question that I was leading up to before the caller started calling. Give us your take on this. Karen Cassidy has a video out where she's talking, she's reposting General Flynn on somebody else's show, talking about North Carolina with the rings, and looks like General Flynn on the screen, and he says he witnessed personally over 1,000 body bags being filled, and they run out of them, you know? In other words, 1,000 people have died in that area. So just out of curiosity, I went, you know, just Google to see what everybody was saying about the number of lives they lost. And they're all different statements between 90 to 112, something like that. And then statements like, that's it. So how would you describe that disparity between what's out there on the internet, different agencies down there, they're all saying person was 90 dead or something, and 92 dead, then it went up to like 112 dead, and that's the final number, where General Flynn is saying he witnessed over 1,000 body bags being filled. And what else would they be filled with dead people? So what's your take on there? Who's right?
I don't go along with anything governmental. Whatever they say, I could take it with a grain of salt. I don't trust the government for any reason.
Yeah, all right.
So
that's something.
As reporting on the scene,
specifically,
I would go with that.
Do you think General Flynn is telling the truth,
General Flynn, that's military. General Flynn, no, I don't believe by any of that. But from what? That's what I wanted to ask. From what? My take would be maybe it's the drones. Because in New Jersey, you know what's going on in Jersey,
oh, they're
right?
They're talking about the floodwaters. In other words, you know, the towns got washed out with giant rivers, flood rivers, and hillside collapses. And people.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of sinkholes, too, going on. All.
I thought that discrepancy between one and the other, you know, General Flynn, who's supposed to be a reputable person, but he's saying he witnessed over 1,000 body bags. They ran out of body bags. Where the local people are only saying there's like between 90 and 112 people that died. And that's it.
Well, that could be maybe in one little area as opposed to maybe the General Flynn's a bigger area. I really don't know what the take on that would be from me. But, you know, these are things that are happening in nature. It's kind of like what the Bible says about end times.
Oh, yeah. Here's another that was attached in that video or the whatever was a list of all the patents that the government has. And they had about 50 patents all relating to weather. The first one goes back to 1891 for how to make rainfall. And then it moves on from 1891 up, and then they go into the aerosol spraying and the spraying of clouds in the air and stuff like that in the 50s and 60s. And they have all these patents related to weather control. And so, you know, like we know they can move a storm to an area and devastate it. And they also have a patent for taking total control of a tornado or, you know, bigger storm or something like that. So they have all these patents on controlling the weather, yet they're not, it's all being used in a bad way, you know, and we've been hearing about all the droughts, first over California, then the Southwest, then in Africa. That if you know how to make water out of the clouds, and bring rainfall there, how come they're not doing it? They're doing the exact opposite. They're creating shortages. So it's just more proof. We see it's all connected to government, you know? It's behind all these created catastrophes.
Yeah, they need to be held accountable, and at least in Tennessee, just recently, maybe a month ago, they banned chemtrails or weather modification.
Yeah, I talked about that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that was that one in Georgia. They're working on Georgia. Yeah, these government programs have been a long time. They can practically do anything. They can steer storms, create storms. They actually have videos out there where they can show you. They can make clouds from the ground.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe it. And you wouldn't believe what you're seeing.
Oh, yeah.
But, and, you know, they can actually show you things that aren't even real. You know that, right? They can.
Hey, absolutely. The best video, I mean, the best bit of info that I like in regards to weather manipulation is Phil Schneider, the insider, who ended up being killed for blowing the whistle on what's going on. Revealed that the government knows how to stop a hurricane in its tracks by detonating a small explosion in the eye, and then the whole thing dissipates. How about that?
Yes, definitely. Phil, I felt really bad. Phil Schneider was actually, he was murdered, Phil Schneider.
Yeah, absolutely.
He had a video out. I don't know if you ever saw it. They probably took it down. It was called the Battle of Dulce, New Mexico.
Yeah, I've seen it.
He goes down into a cavern, yeah, and he talked about ETs, though. He talked about a different race and stuff like that.
I watched all the stuff out there on him.
Yeah, he was so far advanced, that guy.
He was a true American hero that had to pay the ultimate sacrifice for, trying to do what's right.
Mankind's being led to artificial intelligence. Everybody knows it exists, right? everybody knows artificial intelligence.
Look at this happened with the phones before.
Yeah, but the point, what I wanted to make a point about, there is a point, what I call a point of no return.
Yeah.
Which is known as, like, singularity. If AI ever reached singularity, mankind does not stand a chance. So we need to make people accountable.
It's not going to happen, okay? It's just not going to happen because we have communications from people from the future, many communications, and there's no talk about AI taking over. That's the movies feeding us that information, you know? I mean, I'm sure AI can control a small amount of people in a certain area, but they can never take over humanity. Absolutely not, you know? They're doomed. I mean, they'll always be around. AI will always be around to service with machines and stuff like that. You know, we can program machines to count faster than we can equate distances between stars if we're doing space travel and do other things that are monotonous for human beings. We wouldn't even want to do them, and we can program those machines to do that, and we can use the machines to as food replicators, the science, healthcare units, and all these things are valuable where we're controlling the AI, and they do as we program to. The whole problem with all the science fiction movies is when AI gets an upper hand is because the mad scientist wanted to put human thinking into to give them almost a conscience and a sense of identity. And when they gave them the machines too much knowledge, that's when the machines started to think that they don't need us anymore.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. That would be the point of no return, because once they reach that.
Yeah, I understand that, but guess what?
If you don't have the control.
There is no evidence that it really happened. All the evidence points to humankind evolves, and so do other species, and it's a one-way trip. Eventually, any negative scenarios like that can only go so far, and that's it. It can only go so far. I mean, in the science fiction movies, play it after the ultimate, where the machines get too much power and they start looking at man as a problem and want to get rid of him. But that's only in science fiction movies. You know, that scenario, there is no evidence that scenario will ever play out. I guess it's played out as far as it can right now, where it is. But people are, the Earth is going to evolve. Human race is going to evolve. And the only AI that exists in the future is strictly controlled and it isn't given a conscience. Oh, my God, we're coming to the end of the show. Hey, listen, Frank, thanks for calling in. And
keep up the fight. Keep up the fight. You're doing a great job.
Yeah. Hey, and if you tune in to the beginning next week's show, I'm going to be reading three words of wisdom from Merlin the Magician, and I'll be doing that every week because he has a lot to say, believe it or not, that pertains to what's happening now. Okay, people, this is the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown. You're going to hear the music, the guitar solo, and my song, if you're the party in kind, or followed by my anthem. I got to meet somebody. Okay, Mr. Engineer, listen to the words of the song. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. gotta be somebody. Feel I wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. Sleep. I don't want to join in my grief. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Feel alive or no, I was here to my stand. Without fear, get it clear to the world.